Blog Talk Radio.
Whiskers all over this land, you say you've been born again. Let's come together in the name of the Lord. Colors are the same with God. We are precious in His sight, so let's take a stand and do what is right. A glimpse of God's glory for the world to see. Some will only see Jesus through you and me. A glimpse of God's glory. Now let us take a stand all over this land. A glimpse of God's glory. Now let us take a stand. According to the Bible, on Judgment Day we'll stand. People of every nation will be gathered in that land, giving praises and thanksgiving to our Lord Jesus Christ, who so kindly took the cross and was our sacrifice. A glimpse of God's glory for the world. Some will only see Jesus through you and me. A glimpse of God's glory. Now let us take a stand all over this land. A glimpse of God's glory. Now let us take a stand. The light of the world for all the blind to see. Some will only see Jesus through you and me. But if the saints will do their part with love in their heart, those that are lost can find a new start. A glimpse of God's glory the world to see. Some will only see Jesus through you and me. A glimpse of God's glory. Now let us take a stand all over this land. A glimpse of God's glory. Now let us take a stand, woman and man, a glimpse of God's glory. Now let us take a stand, hand in hand, a glimpse of God's glory. Now let us take a stand.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank praise you too.
Beyond mercy, he looked at us and he just said, I know one thing. I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to forgive you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know many people not really believe this in the God will still punish you after
you repent.
Yeah, he will do that. But something about that mercy, something about that grace,
mm-hmm.
is there when he's done it, because you know that you deserve the justice, but he allows you to tarry here a little longer. Somebody know the name, but you could have died in your sin. Frank said, because he brought me to, he's living this moment. Yes, sir. Hey, Reverend, it's good morning to you, and good morning to all. We really believe this is a time, and some came across my little mind earlier on yesterday that I want to put a little monkey ranch in there. So God's plan, y'all on mine. We want to know who bold enough to hit that one button. So we want to deal with a subject. Or we might do this as long as God allows us to do it. But we want to deal with a subject. And we want to put a word with this subject, if you don't mind, Rev. We want to put love. A lot of stuff going around in society because love is not in it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in society, and love is not in it. Only time love is in it when it sometimes benefits you. But when you have true love in you, you'll be like our Savior did. He will sit down here to die for you and I on sins. But we want to have a kind of like an open dialogue, you know. If you want to experience something about love, what God has done for you, you know, and you know it was his love, you know, and you can speak it how you want to, but it's some scripture that I want to put with it, Reb. I want to pray before we start, and it's like open, you know, anybody can come in. All you have to do is hit the button, if you want to participate in it, love. You know, you know, it shouldn't be hard for somebody to say, I love my mother. I love my father. I love my kids, my grandkids. I mean, I love people. You know, but can you love somebody that won't love you back? Help me, Holy Spirit. Can you love somebody that won't love you back, rather? I won't be for you long at all, like I said. But I'm just going to try to open it up a little bit so we can dialogue. That means we can open up. If anybody want to have something to say on this, they can. But love goes a long ways, you know, in a shout talk. It can go long. But we want to put some kind of boundaries with this thing. When I say boundaries, I'm going to use some scripture with my eyes, you know. You can do how you want to deal with it. But I want to just use this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble spot, and we know how, Lord. Lord, we come just to lift you up this morning, Lord, to thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord, because surely it was your grace and mercy that brought us to, Lord. Lord, we just remember one of our loved ones, Lord, that was with us, and now he's not here, Lord, and that's Brother Dexter, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the love that he's poured in on us, Lord. You know, he left his print here, Lord. Lord, and I think about the things he said and done to me and asked, Lord. So I just ask you, Father God, just to give peace to his whole family too, Lord. Cover his family, Lord. Strengthen his young lady friend, Lord. Strengthen everybody that is missing him, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to cover him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit hold the whole entire family, Lord. As you strengthen his father, his brother, you know, just give him strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Because it's coming up on his birthday. And we just ask you, Father God, to bless him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to bless all of us that knew him, Lord, and to have a conversation with him, Lord. Give strength to them, Lord.
Yes.
Fit in God's plan right now, Lord. We're dealing with a subject today, Lord. We ask for you to be in the midst, Lord. And it's love.
Mm.
Lord, you commanded us to do these things, Lord. So, Lord, we want to express it, Lord. We want to stop this killing, Lord. We want to stop the killing of one another, Lord. We walk and we protest on everything, but not against each other. Lord, we just need this stuff to stop in the name of Jesus, Lord. The killing all through this world, Lord. Especially black on black crime, Lord. It has gotten way, way too bad, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to touch someone's heart to say, we need to stop this in the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord, because we know you can do it, Lord. We're going to keep it up. We're going to keep it up before you, Lord. And to someone, hear you and maybe can speak to some of them young men, Lord, or women. Lord, let your will be done, Lord. And allow us to do it, Lord. Forgive us for any sin we have done, known and unknown, Lord. Guide this service today where you want to be. And just we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Can you hear me real?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Yeah. Like I said, this is an open dialogue. If you want to hit the one button, you don't have to sit back and listen. You can hit the one button and participate. There's no crazy answer, stupid answer. I mean, question. You know what I'm talking about? You can ask any question. We'll try our best. If not, you know, you might get an answer for us. Because I want to tell you at the beginning. I'm in Deuteronomy with at the beginning when God gave it to Moses to give them commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody look 1 Corinthians and chapter 13. But I want to go somewhere else with this. I want to take it. That's a good scripture, because it breaks it down how he thinks Paul was telling the church of Corinthians. But I want to start with Jesus and God spoke to Moses. And he gave him a commandment. And he told him to take this to the children. Take it to them. And I want them to follow what you just got from me. Write it down and take it to them. And we know what Moses did when he saw them out there having orgies and doing everything, worship other gods. And he up here trying to find a way to make it right for them so they could be what? Because they're walking in their way, they start walking in their wisdom, and God's going to lead them, and they got the children Israel did. And God told them what he wanted to do. But it was something at the beginning that I think, if we don't get it, my brothers and sisters, if we don't get it, we're going to fall short. Because he wants us to love him. The Bible says, love him. And he said, and then, look how he reads over in verse 5, 6 and 5, Deuteronomy. It said, and thou shalt love thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Now, I'm not going to be too long with this here, but I want you to know he gave us that. And he wants us to do this between one another as well. He said we should love our neighbors as we love thyself. He wants us to know, but these are the two principles. If you don't get nothing that Jesus quoted this again. Jesus brought it out again when he told them in the New Testament with this. And he said this was one of the greatest commandments. And he told them, he says a new commandment to them, amen. Over here, I'm going to get out the word when I do this so we can talk about love. He says over here in John 13 and 34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, Reverend Henry, all men know that you are my disciples. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you will love one another. Now, y'all, we can go anywhere with this thing, but I wanted to let you know, love started this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
It started out for us when he said over there, and again, he said John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not have what? Would not perish, but have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, but he loved us though. Much. He allowed his Son to come take up all our sin. And I don't know what love means to you. I don't know how you do. Wes forgot it. He defines it. But you ought to have a personal relationship with the Lord to know what love means to you. Why did you wake up this morning to come listen and come fellowship? What draws you over here? Prayer is the love of God. It is God's love to bring you here with one another, because it calls you to, for myself, it helps me in my day when I started off like this, Reverend. And knowing that love has to be a part of my walk, because he made it so plain in John that he said, buy this now, verse 35, 35 and 13, 35, he said, buy this. To all men know that you are my disciple. If you have the love of one another. We had a few things on the ministry yesterday about a young man, two men, they're getting into it. They don't know what's going on nobody, and they want that, they were other brothers concerned, they want them to stop. So if it didn't, it must have happened because one of them came on. I don't know if both came on. Somebody had to help me with that report. But I know I hear one man voice, and I can hear a grown man tears as he was trying to talk. See, when you got a really relationship, God will break them hearts up, man. He'll break them stony hearts up. He'll have you looking at some circumstances, and trust me, brothers and sisters, love, the only one can make it do it. You know what I'm talking about? Because how can you say you love God? Help me, Holy Spirit. Who you never have seen. And then you hear to your brother, and you say you don't love him. God says that's not so. He said you're supposed to love one another. Man, I'm going to disagree with Reverend sometimes. There's that, but we disagree. You know what I'm talking about? That don't mean I don't love my brother. I love my brother. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I tell y'all earlier, that's why we got a lot of churches running around here. It ain't just because people don't say this church too small, this church too big. It's because a lot of people won't be in power. They won't be lifted. Some of them won't be lifted up. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm going to tell you something. If the church ain't established on love, if we ain't pointing them to Jesus Christ, all we doing is getting a lot of applause. You know that it's gonna be a coming time, and I believe it's already here, really. The man don't want sound doctrine. Man don't want to listen to no sound doctrine. Man gonna be wanting to follow that itchy ear gospel, make him feel good gospel, give him that candy. But when you start teaching really truth love, sometimes it makes a man think he's. I'm visiting with the man and women too. I'm just saying, man, sometimes man is a hard thing to do for him to love someone. You know what I'm talking about? Especially one that misuse and despitefully use him and step out on the rail. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You hear about that forgiveness. You know, you hear about that forgiveness, you know. And I forgive you, but I ain't going to forget, though. You know what I'm saying, man? Mm-hmm. But true love.
That's right.
And Jesus, it was the what Jesus said. He'll forgive you and won't bring it back up. But what makes him bring it back up when you go back to it? When you go back to it, when he forgave you for. So I'm gonna make ways if anybody want to bring some input about love. Want to talk about love? If you want to talk about it, you hit the one button. Real, you already open. You know, if you just want to expound on some things,
man.
You know. About love.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, love of God is an awesome thing. And, some may look at love as being weak, but the Lord let me know love was so powerful. The force of love, the power of love is so powerful to drove our Savior to the cross. You know, you think about it, you talk about someone that knew no sin and despised evil. You know, he despised it all, you know. A perfect being. But the love was so strong, you know. Yeah. You know, you think about it, the only begotten of the Creator, you know, perfect, but he wanted to do the will, whatever his Father wanted, he wanted.
Yeah.
And it was a necessity that he come take care of something that we could not take care of. You know, he, Lord have mercy. So, you know, you think about, you know, think about something you despise so much, but something so strong within your heart, you're willing to let it be put upon you. You know, let it to be put upon you because for the sake, you know, laying down your life, you know, let them accuse you of something that you're innocent of. Oh, hallelujah, that God may be manifest, that glory may be glorified in this.
Yes.
And then we got to be careful because we play with it and we have to be real careful. And that's what I want to get out to people. And I know Rev touched on it. I want you to look at Psalms 103, a couple of verses, and I get out your way. But Psalms 103, you know, tells us I'll be there. But one thing people look over, you know, the first through the eight is real joyful, you know, but they look over that verse 9.
Yep, and,
you know, the verse 8 will say the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and chaos and mercy. He will not always chide, verse 9 saying, neither will he keep his anger forever.
Mm-hmm.
He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity.
There
so,
you
know, when we're running rapid, when we're not trying to get our anger in check, we got to think about there is consequences, you know.
Yeah,
you got to answer to somebody that's greater than ourselves.
There you go.
You know, you got to answer to somebody. You got to answer to the giver of life. So be careful how we attempted to take each other of our brother's life. You know,
yeah,
say God don't know about it. Look back in Genesis, you know, like Cain and Abel. You know, you think you know some God for the very blood cried, you know. After him,
All right. You know,
let's be careful, you know, and see, it's good for us to be obedient unto God, for when we obey him and accept his way, then he can allow that agape love to do things for us. The love of God, he don't want to punish, but he want to cover us, you know, he don't want to. The only punishment God can do to us that will help us correct our lives.
All right.
and that's going to be for our benefit, you know.
Wow.
But he wants to love his children. You know, verse 13 will tell you, like a father pitied his children, so the Lord pitied them that fear him. He wants you to fear him, respect him. Then he don't have to deal with you as how he's going to deal with others, but experience the love of God. What do you think that makes us do right when we would do wrong? We are mortal flesh ourselves, but the difference between us, because the love of God does something, you know, it keeps us, you know, and when we stray from it, it convicts us in our heart, you know, that we repent back unto him because we fear him, because he's a great creator. The only thing he has to do is forget about us, and we go out of existence. You know, you don't have to have no lung problem or no breath problem. All the Lord just think about you not having breath, and there you go, you don't have it. So we gotta. Oh, hallelujah! But he wants to be merciful to us, you know. And you may have many gifts, but make sure you have the gift of love. Hallelujah!
All right.
Make sure you have the gift of love. And remember, I know I love this. 1 Corinthians the 13th. And as he was speaking with. As he was speaking with these Corinthians, these philosophers, hallelujah, you can do all this, but if you don't have love, if you don't, this more excellent way is the love, hallelujah, and see love, you know, you heard him talk about, you know, though we disagree, but we still agree, but we still. In love with one another, and I'm not talking about no homosexuality, but I'm talking about genuine love of God that even if one another of us is wrong, we can pull each other coattail and say, "Hey man, I think this or that," and God will still be in the midst. Charity, see, charity suffers long, but it is kind in its suffering. Verse 4 would tell you in the 13th chapter. Of Corinthians, you know, I can speak on this because God has unfolded this love even in our relationship. We both love God, we love each other, and our family, he took and he knitted it together because of his love, his mercy, his grace, and his kindness. Oh, hallelujah, we know deep secrets about each other, but what God do, he works that thing. Not that we get one up on each other, but we get we get more in love with God, and he uses that we help one another. Iron sharpeneth iron. Hallelujah. Charity suffers long, and it is kind. Charity envies not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. It don't behave unseemly. Oh, how they think it's no evil. Oh, hallelujah. But it rejoices. Rejoice in our iniquity, but it rejoices in the truth. We rejoice when God blesses us to overcome things. We rejoice. We can be happy with one another when we hear how God has blessed us. You know, and I'm not talking about financial. I'm talking about spirituality. Yeah. We have took off the blinders and help us see things more clearly, or help us walk a little better, and we both rejoice because we have love of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and it's just a beautiful thing, and this is what we're trying to express. Hallelujah, this benefit that God is allowing us to experience, and we try to experience it, and we try to, in our way of experiencing, we share it to others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are made better for it. You know, we are made better for it. Oh, and we don't get no glory, but we return the glory back to the Creator where it belongs. Hallelujah. And then he even turns it back and allow us to be blessed by it. But this is whom we serve. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank God for this opportunity you know, not that no one is ruler or no one is leader, but we thank God for the opportunity, hallelujah, for this love that he gives us. He blessed us to share it abroad. So this is what we're speaking of today. And God, and if God has shown that same love to you, you do yourself a favor if you express it. Don't be quiet, but tell the good things that God has done for you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Reverend Winnell.
Hallelujah.
It's a thing, brother, that you open, but it's a thing we got here, right? The Bible says, and that's what we use, right? The Bible teaches us how to love, right? He says in 1 John, in 13, he says,
yes,
marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you.
We know
that we have passed from death unto life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because
Amen.
Love the brethren.
He that
loveth not his brethren abides in death.
Come on now.
Don't get it twisted. Don't get all flipped on my sick. He said, my brethren, if the world hates you, we know, Brother D. There you go again.
We know. Yes.
From death unto life.
Unto life.
Because we love the brethren. He that loves not the brethren abides in death. Now,
love is not me.
Why would you want to die? Somebody said, what you talking about? I love Brother D, but I hate Eric.
Amen.
I love Brother Hill, but I hate that with a dog.
The Bible says you're a liar and a thief.
That's a form of death. But when you pass from death to life, but only your brother.
Yes.
Jesus. Right. I mean, John, stop there. John said, we're in the next chapter over. He said, beloved, if God so love us, we ought to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us. He said, God dwells.
We see each other daily.
Yeah, and his love.
And what I hate.
Oh, yep, you know, Spirit. Did y'all hear what I said? Did you hear that again? He loves it. That's what he does to us. We talk to us. He said, if God so loves us, we shall also love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, brother T. And his love is perfect in us. Now, watch this now. I'm going to step off for a minute with a say this here. That we're not talking about the two brothers. You know, I don't know their circumstance. But I did hear one of the brothers come on. Like, he had a concern in his heart. Like, you know, he gave it up. You know what I'm talking about? And this love we're talking about one another. We ain't talking about this here. We're talking about anybody. You know what I'm talking about? You can't change the people you love. The Bible said we should love all brothers. You know what I'm saying?
We're not supposed to.
I know somebody's going to get your married brother D, and Reverend, and Eric. They don't get your land there. But he said we know. So when you know too much. That's what I told him. He said, we know. Mm-hmm. We know. So we know that we know, and we know that we pass from death to life when we love the brother.
Mm-hmm. Word, so you love the Lord.
If we
hey,
know
man.
This, we
got to
what? Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You have to show love towards one another.
That's it.
When you read that 1 John 3rd chapter and the 15th verse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whosoever hates his brethren is a murderer.
Uh-huh.
You know what?
That's right.
And you know what? That a murderer has no eternal life abiding in him. He said, hereby proceeded we the love of God because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives.
Thank you, Lord.
You fall in a category when you start hating. You don't want that. You don't want to get off of that. Somebody said, "What you talking about, man?
Mm-hmm.
You can't love everybody. You can't love everybody."
Mm-hmm.
I just told you the way he said.
According to scripture, I beg the difference.
There you go. If we love one another, God dwells in us.
Right.
If we love one another, God dwells. It's a perfect.
And you know something, my brother. We can truly say, given unto God, who is indeed the head of my life. But here, brothers, we can truly say God dwell in us because we know who God is. See, when you know who God is, you know God is love. And by God being love, so if we love each other, that means we're showing God to each other. So if we're showing and giving God to one another, we're giving love to one another. This is what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. If you say you love me, but you hate your brother, the Bible says you're a liar because you're deceitful. He said you are a liar. You're lying.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot love. I heard my brother just say a few minutes ago, he said, you can't love me who you never seen. You never seen me. You see your brother daily. Who is your brother? My brother. My brother. And I can tell him without any conviction, I love you, brother. Without even a minute thought. I love you because I love you with the love of God. I have to. How can I profess God and say I hate my brother?
Come on, man.
God is love. Brother, God is love.
Mm-hmm.
He is love. This is how you love him. If you have God within you, one thing you can't have, the Bible has instructed man a long, long time ago, you're going to be straight out of the fence. I heard my brother say it yesterday. He said, I spit you out of my mouth. You cannot have Satan and God. The Bible said they can't dwell in the same place. So if love is dwell in Satan, can't dwell. And this is why I didn't know the situation myself, my brother. But I heard you speak on it yesterday. It was the first time I really had heard anything other than they asked to be prayed for. The brother kind of broke down yesterday because he's a good guy. Never seen him before in life. But just talking to him on the phone, hearing him talk, you could tell he's a good brother. And whatever they're going through right now, it's affecting him because he ain't want to be in that situation. He don't want to be there with his brother. And the reason you don't want to be there is because you want to show what? You want to show
love.
The Lord, which is love. You want to show love. I got this background to us, so I'm not going to hold you guys long, but I just had that. I've been here with you. I just can't talk long. But I'm here today to tell the world. I had a brother that I haven't talked to him in a while. He said, I know you don't like. I said, no, that's a lie. It's not that I don't like you. I don't like the things that you do. But I love you as a brother. I can despise your ways. Yeah, love you. I don't have to like what you do. I love the dope fiend. I don't love the fact that he's still hung on drugs. I love the prostitute. I don't like the fact that she's a prostitute. According to scripture now. I didn't make it up.
There you go.
So I can love you and not love your way. So, Brother Deacon, in the name of Jesus. Did we ever have a new shout of good to have yesterday, sisters and brothers?
Yes, we
that
did.
That just goes to show you. If you allow yourself to delight in the Lord will be delighted in you. And he will give you the desire of your heart. And your heart will desire joy. Yes, it will.
All right.
I ain't stopped shouting yet.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
I like that.
Greg,
I like
we're going to speak on love today. It do something to you when you can truly tell your brother you love him.
Yeah, there you go. I like Brother Eric
came on with the saying, and I think everyone in there that tried to clone it, I love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it.
That's it. That's it. Well, you own something,
that's
though.
That's it. So he is truly love.
They got a word that we toss around the church a little bit, the gossip love. You know, that love, it indicates the nature of a love of God towards his brother. That's what it is, agape love. It indicates the nature of the love of God towards his brother, his beloved brother. That's what it is. And Reverend said it plain. He said it's not saying that a brother or a sister are trying to do the same sex thing. It's that we love you in God. That's what Brother D talking about. I can love you in God, but they don't make I have to love your ways. You know, if it's not of God, you see what I'm saying? You know, you're sitting there, you're sitting the brother there, and deep down in your heart, you're a minister, teacher, a love of God. You don't want nobody to go to hell. You know,
Amen.
You don't want to
say that word, and I rub that none be lost, didn't it?
There you go.
He said,
you don't want nobody to sit on your teaching or your preaching or your witnessing to go to hell. You want to find all you can to pour in them to let them know God is the way to go. Love hides. Watch this now. Love hides. A multitude.
Yes, sir.
But it don't give you God. Paul, help us though, because I'm glad he didn't go the other way, Reverend.
Yeah.
Somebody that the angel calling him over. The angel was speaking to him. Somebody talking about that song we played last night. He had to rest on a little bit, but that's a powerful song. The angel. All night,
yes, sir,
and all day. Did he walk in, Brother D? Yes, sir. All day and all night.
We can go a little further with it. Aren't you glad? You ought to be glad. That's the angel watching over you. You know it's an angel watching over you.
Because you've been in the car riding down the street, reading the book, having a conversation, and God give you a word to say, or he put something in your heart. Amen. That angel is touching you. And it's telling you what supposed to do. God give that. Let me kind of open up a little. The Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. You hear me all the time. Help me, Holy Spirit, because I don't want to say nothing without God in the presence of it. I want God's love to be in the teaching. Sometimes we talk about stuff that's very, very controversial because of people's interpretation. How about that? But that don't mean I don't love nobody. Don't get me twisted.
That's right.
Don't mean I don't love nobody. You know what I'm talking about? I can honestly say that I can disagree a lot of things others do, but that don't stop me from loving them. There are people dying and going to hell, and we fighting about some theological thing. You know, theological thing. It's just talking about some doctrine and somebody going to hell. And we worry about us and them. We need to be trying to be more all together and helping one another to show somebody the light. God is the light, brother. Focus yourself to the light. You know,
my brother.
I'm opposed to that. Yes, sir.
Even when people understand, God so loved the world. The word says, so you know, even when you blaspheme against God, he don't stop loving you. He just said you couldn't be with him. He didn't stop loving you. If your child is so disobedient, you tell them they cannot live in your home no longer. That don't make you stop loving that child. You know, you're stealing everything that's not tied down. Only thing you ain't stole is me. So you can't stay here no longer, but I still love you. You're my child. God still love mankind, even though you can't make it in because of your actions. It don't stop you from loving him. Don't stop love. It just don't stop you.
And I'm going to say this would be for the sake of everybody again. You can hit the one button, and you can express what you get. Some may be bad, or some. I know, you know, you hear me do it all the time. I'm going to keep doing it, you know, because you might have a testimony. You might have something.
Amen.
For you to hear in the script. Oh, maybe you don't understand something. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe we're going too fast.
Amen.
You can hit that one button. You got a problem with love. You got a problem. You ain't talked to somebody in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years,
yeah,
15, 30 years, since 1952. You might ain't talked to them since then. You know what I'm talking about?
Don't make
Father no nine or something. You know, hit the one button. We'll pray with you. You know, God will break some things up in somebody's life if you be more transparent. If I can say it like that.
I remember one time you came on. I can't remember who it was, but they came up and they were saying how they had been mad at this person for so long. I forgot that so long ago. I don't know what it was mad about. What was it about? You walking around holding anger in you, and I'm long gone away from it.
There you go. We were sitting out there in front of my house, and we were talking it up, man. So these guys been knowing each other since the 40s, man. You know what I'm talking about? My uncle's 83 years old, right? You know what I'm talking about? The old boy came through. He been having his 6'9". He bought his 6'9" off the shoulder and blow, right? He had a 454 in there, 60 over. He come through there, still got the full speed in there. You know, he coming. He going through them gears, you know. And he just slid on it now, you know. What is blanket? But now, I ain't going to say the word easy, but he said blanket, they blank. You know what I'm talking about? I can't stand him, man. And he got out, man. He ran out to him because he ain't seen us in a while, you know what I'm talking about. And he just said, man, I'm glad I caught y'all outside, man. And, man, how y'all doing? Love it. And my uncle, you know what I'm talking about, he up there, he mad. He's still mad, you know. He went back to the day he got mad with him, and he was that mad. And the brother wants that kind of brace. He was trying to brace him, and you can tell somebody don't want to be braced. They put their forearm up a little bit. You know what I'm talking about, brother? They put that forearm up a little bit, and brother, he felt it, and he said, "Man, what's wrong with you, man? Said, man, you know what's wrong with me? And he went and said, "Man, I don't know what's wrong with you, man." And he would talk about something that happened 25 years ago, man.
Lord,
yeah. And he said, "Man, I forgot all about that, man. I don't know if you didn't worry about that yet." You didn't have to care about that, man. And then we start ministering, man. God allowed me to start ministering. Man, my uncle just broke down in tears, man. You know, he got this. He'll crush you out in a minute, though. Reverend Norman. I told him, I ain't gonna put it this way. He loved God. I know he loved God. From my bottom of my heart, that thing got broke down like a 14 shotgun. You know, you break them down, you clean them, broke them down.
Right.
He said, "Man, I can't believe you held on to this thing that long, man." He said, "Man, I wasn't even worried about that no more. But I put this, I ain't even worried about that. Matter of fact, I left alone as soon as we walked away. And when they left that day, they've become better friends." You know what I'm talking about? But he could have died.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh, help your whole spirit now.
Could have been crossed, bro.
Brother D said, I think he said it yesterday. He said, "Don't let Brother Tim, one of y'all said, don't let the sun go down.
Don't let it go down. Mm-hmm. According to Scripture, Scripture said, don't let it go down. Let's take it a little further, my brother. There's a reason why the Lord said that. Everything in this pen, there's a reason why it was penned. The Lord had already told you, you're not guaranteed to wake up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So you laid down in anger, and what of us leave here? Now I don't get a chance to tell Greg, I'm sorry. I didn't get a chance to tell Greg that little thing that you was mad about. I was mad with you. It really wasn't nothing. Brother, I forgive you. I didn't get a chance to say that. Why? Because I laid down in anger. In other words, I laid down in sin.
That's what I did.
I laid down in sin. And the Lord never knew that. He told us don't do that. I really told us don't do that. Man, when you go to one of your brothers and apologize to that brother, there is a burden that's been taken up off of your shoulders.
If you are spiritually in tune,
you will feel it lifted up off of
you.
That's what happened to him.
That's what happened to him. He started crying, man. He's 82 now. He'll let you know, too. I'm 82.
How long ago it was. You walking around with all this anger and all this anger.
But when you said something, he loved God. Once he came to his senses,
you remember
the man in the hall pen? And he came to his senses?
Yeah.
The prodigal son. So sometimes he got to the point and he knew this was right.
That's what it was with him.
He buried that burden all them years, man. You talking about a clean 69 Camaro. Oh man. But he was going through them gears. Yeah, somebody know what I'm talking about. He was going through them gears. I got to get off.
Too big for
I gotta get up. Y'all keep pressing though, right? But I wanna read this here before I go. I'm still in First John,
mm-hmm.
And it says in chapter 5. It says this in chapter 5. Whosoever believes that Jesus is Christ is born of God,
mm-hmm.
and everyone that love Him, that begotten mm-hmm. love Him also. That he begot of him, of heavenly host did. By this, we know that we love the children of God. That's what you hear me, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
When we love God and keep his commandment. By this, it's the love of God that we keep his commandment. And his commandments are not grievous.
Amen.
You hear me say, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it? It's a commandment for all of us to do that. That we love
Amen.
You.
Amen.
And I don't care how mad you
really love the Lord.
I'm still love you. I don't care how mad you make me, I'm still going to love you. And then he taught me this here, Reverend, in Scripture, Brother D. He said, I should love someone who can't even pay me back. You know what I mean?
Amen.
The people, you can't give it back to you. You still got to love them, man.
Right.
You still got to love them. They need to see
I like the one, hey, Brad, I like the one where you said, love them that despitefully misuse you. You got to love them.
Yeah.
You got to love them.
Mm-hmm. And it's a plenty
no matter how
right
they
there.
Treat you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to love them.
We'll say it again. It's a plenty about it. They'll take your spirituality that you got and try to put it all in your face, you know, and say you serve God. Same thing they told Jesus, save yourself. And we can't see that, but we can do this here. We can ask for God to save us, help us.
Mm-hmm.
We can ask for that. You know, because if we try to save ourselves, what we do.
Mm-hmm. Let me say this real quick. I got to step out. Going to be with some noise that I'm still on. But I have a brother on my line. I don't know if you're going to speak, but I have a brother on my line with another God-fearing, God-loving brother on with us. So
God
he's growing. I got to step out, man, but I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. He said you got somebody going to speak? Say something?
He said he was going to step out. He had someone on his mind. He didn't know if they wanted to speak or not.
Oh, well, brother, it's open for you if you want to say something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Okay. I'm going to step back. Brother Mike, you open. But brother,
let's say this again
before we get have a God want to move it, you know, tell me, it's open, man. We're still giving the word, right? And we're still trying to encourage it.
Praise
but we want you
right
to
here.
If you want to repent. Yes, sir. If you want to repent.
Yeah, I'm
hearing
everybody. The Lord said, love will go all the way. There's no stronger impression or emotion that you can give a person than love. The best action in the world in love is God. And if God so loved us, he gave his life. Jesus gave his life for us. Why we can't love one another? No matter, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Even in his words, he tells us that. If we acting out of love, man, we fulfilling his law. We fulfilling his covenant. You know, there's nothing in life shouldn't be able to just say, no matter what happened or what they've done, to where we can't forgive and allow God love to heal things. See, that's the problem with a lot of people and a lot of things that's going on. They're holding on to hurt, anguish, and things that happened in the past or something somebody did to me. Look, quit holding yourself hostage. Love that person. God loved us. Forgive that person. Forgive whatever it is.
because you ain't going to be truly happy until you love. I had to learn that the hard way. That's all I wanted to say.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Brother Mike. Thank you, Brother Mike. Hey, Brett, I want us mm-hmm. to make sure before we do anything, before we don't hang up and not open the door, right? You know.
Right, right.
And give him, and make sure we
sir.
We make way again. If anybody wanted to say mm-hmm. something, just open mind. We want to pray with you, and we want to
pray to
be in the corner with you. We want to just listen.
Mm-hmm.
You want to testify, you know. You know,
mm-hmm.
we here. This is what this ministry is about. And then, you know, if it's God's will, if it's his will, you know what I'm talking about, we'll extend it a little longer. If it's not, we'll cut it off,
mm-hmm.
you know. Wherever you got it, man. Hey, brother, don't you open, Joe.
Hey, how y'all brothers doing this morning?
Good. Hey, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I just want to give God all the glory this morning for waking me up,
amen.
You know, because he didn't have to do it. And you know, the stuff that y'all speaking on today, you know, people holding grudges and not loving, it's a lot of people out there need prayer on that, because they just hold grudges on people and don't love. It don't take nothing to love. You know, and I just want you to just put everybody up in prayer that's having those issues. Because it's a lot of them out there that's having them.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
I love you, brothers. That's all. But get out y'all way. But I just had to say that.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And, we'll read what wonderful angel sent us, Sister Martha, but the door is still open. Love, hallelujah. Patience needed. She said patience needed, 1 Corinthians 13th and the 4th verse. Love suffered long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not rate itself. Is not puffed up. Praise the Lord. When tempted to love, lose patience. When you're tempted to lose patience with others, remember God's patience with you. Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. When you are tempted to lose patience with others, remember God is patient with you. And that's so beautiful. When patience is needed, hallelujah. See, love will suffer, just as God love suffers with us, hallelujah. So should we suffer with one another? Sometimes we have to overextend ourselves that we may show love, you know, even when those, like Brother D said, despitefully use you, with that's love on the battlefield. When love will be tried, you know, people will try your love, try your patience, but the only thing you have to do is pray to the Lord and have mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's love is able to sustain and take care. She said another, she said, the jaws of death, they first Luke, Luke 9:1-6. They departed and went through the town preaching the gospel and healing everyone. Luke 9:6 tells us. Said he gave, when Jesus sent the 12 disciples to carry out his work, he gave them the assignment to preach the good news of God and his desires to rescue people. They would not carry this out in their own strength, but Jesus would lift the heavy burden of people, seeing as they taught about him. Jesus is, what Jesus does, he's a lifter, like Brother D said also. He's a lifter. He want to lift somebody's burden. Somebody wants to love, but they have the burden of, they have that thing that's buffeting them. that causes them not to forgive, but if they just lay it down. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Some people say, I can forgive, but I cannot forget. It's better to forget that way that adversary won't try to use that to get back into your heart, but just forget about it and let God, hallelujah, let every man be alive, let God be right in the name of Jesus. Let him bless you. Let him lift that heavy burden, that heavy burden of unforgiveness, that heavy burden of one whole grudge. We bind it in the name of Jesus and just let love abide. Hallelujah, God. God is able, hallelujah, to allow the love that you have look over a lot of things, hide that multitude of fault in others, that you may love them with the love of God. Meaning today we are trapped under the weight of our sins, but our great God can rescue us from underneath those burdens, hallelujah, and then send us into the world to tell others them free, hallelujah. Those who have been rescued from sin are best able to help in the rescue of others. God has lifted you, and you're able to lift someone else. Just tell them how you was once burdened with that, and God lifted you. It was hard for you to forgive, but God blessed you, and it lifted you and carried you. Hallelujah. And now you are set free, free to love, free to forgive in the name of Jesus. The slow walk that you also sent back in even 2015, this is dated, it said the slow walk. Hallelujah. Job 16:1-5, and also Job 14:16. Hallelujah. I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. Hallelujah. The one who died for us also walks with us, that by, oh, hallelujah, partaking. Thank you, Jesus. Step by, pains taking step. The one who died for us also walks with us. Step by, thank you, Jesus. Pain taking steps. Sometimes the best way to be like Jesus is to sit quietly with a hurting, hallelujah, hurting friend. Sometimes someone just need to listen. You need to just listen to someone. Let them vent to you. Oh, hallelujah. And they need to know someone cares. Hallelujah. Just be still and pray. Let them talk. That's also showing love. Hallelujah. Love suffering long, but it's kind even in its hallelujah. We praise the Lord. She also sent the ultimate good. The ultimate good. We are good, and we please God. When our hope and faith are in Christ alone, not in our goodness. Oh, that's it. Oh, that is it. We are good, and we please God when our hope and faith are in Christ alone, not in our goodness, not in the good that I do, not in my good works, but I realize it is because of him that I am good. Because if he leads me to myself, I'll fall. But it is with his strength that I'm uplifted, that I'm walking, and I'm able to do the things that are pleasing in his sight because of the strength of God working in me, helping me, that strengthening me to please God. Pleasing God, Paul writes in verses 7-8, involved knowing Jesus, Paul considered his own goodness as garbage when compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ. That's beautiful. Christ Jesus, we are good, and we please God again when our hope and faith are in Christ alone. We thank God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And that is so true. That is so true. We don't lean upon ourselves, but lean upon God and trust in God. Don't trust in ourselves, but trust in God, the one is able. The one has a better track record than we are. Hallelujah. Trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. Beautiful today. It's still open if someone wanted to express love or someone needs some help to just want to forgive me, pray and forgiveness that they may love. Hallelujah. If they're holding something, they need prayer on helping God, giving them the strength to turn it loose. Oh, hallelujah. Repentance in the name of Jesus. Some may want repentance. Hallelujah. Oh, some may want a little strength. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The time is now. You don't have to be detailed. You can just say, I want prayer, and God knows. Hallelujah. God knows just what you need. We don't have to know, but God knows. We can just ask him to look upon. Hallelujah. Just special need in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Would there be one? Praise the Lord. Okay, now. No one seems to have hit the one button. But we thank God for what he blessed us with today. We thank him for all that. Oh, the Corinthians. First Corinthians 13. Hallelujah. You read that entire chapter. And the Deuteronomy 6 and 5. Thank him also for John 13, 34 and 35. And even for 1 John, the third chapter. 1 through the 15th verse, also 1 John and 5. Thank God for all these blessings. Hallelujah. So I'm going to write the scriptures down. Maybe I went too fast. I'll say them again. 1 Corinthians, 13th chapter. You can read that whole chapter. It's not long. Deuteronomy 6 and 5. Hallelujah. And even John 13, 34, 35, and 1 John, 3rd chapter 1 through the 15th verse, and 1 John and 5. Don't forget about John 3:16. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Hallelujah. We thank God. Thank you, Lord, today. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father God, we thank you, oh, for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the kindness that you showed towards us. Bless us, Father God, as we love in the way that you love us. Bless us that we love one another the same way. Oh, we want to tell you that we do love you. We thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for what you have done today. Oh, bless us, Father God, to remember that we must love. Oh, hallelujah. First of all, love you with all that we have, all that within us, all of our being. Love you, and the same we do it to one another. Give us for all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Those that are having trouble with forgiveness, those who need to repent. Oh, those that have, oh, Father God, trying to let go of a grudge. We have to give them the strength in the name of Jesus. Bind that evil spirit that will call them to hold on to that. Well, in other words, give them a clean heart. Hallelujah. A clean heart. Renew that thing, Father. Let them know what is better to love than to hate in the name of Jesus. Give them the strength. Oh, bless us, Father God. We'll bless you back. We'll ever be mindful to give your name the praise. Thank you for all that we have experienced this day. Thank you for the love that was shown, the love that was felt, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, where you allow the Holy Spirit to walk us through this worship hour this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you for all the comments, all the prayers, all the oh, Father God, all those that played a part. We thank you. I want to tell you that we love you. Thank you for Reverend Brian, oh, Brother D, oh, Sister Martha, Brother Joe, Father, all those that played a part. We thank you, Father. Bless them. Keep them is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Have thine own way. Let thy will be done. Do what you will, Father God, and we'll be ever mindful to be in thanksgiving, Father, for what you have done for us. These are the blessings we ask in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He won't let you down.